You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Mike Tenora. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome, Todd. Great to talk with you.
Mike, tell me a little bit about Argentina and the soybean crop there. We know that there were some really rough rainfall, flooding conditions early on. Things have dried out at this point. But what do we see in the way of production problems, in your opinion, and what do we look like going forward?
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer because we just don't have all of the information we need in order to start estimating production losses. That said, we do know some things. We know that there was approximately 12 to 17 inches of rain at official observation sites over about December 22nd through today. That is a lot of rain for that area because their summer climate is very similar to what we have in Illinois. So if you can imagine the entire state receiving anywhere from 12 to 17 inches of rain, with of course a few areas drier than that and a few areas wetter, you'd start to have some flooding problems, and that is what occurred. Now we do know that. Since then though, and since basically about a week ago, it stopped raining. It's been fairly dry and we don't have a whole lot of rain on the immediate horizon. Now, that does start to change once we get into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. We'll start to see thunderstorms roam the region, and some of these real wet corn and soybean areas will start to turn wetter. The big question is, how wet will they end up? Well, we don't have a real great idea on that at the moment, except to say that near normal rainfall is likely within the first week of February. There's two or three storm systems that will move across the country. Any one of those will produce some thunderstorms. And just based on a probability forecast, you have to assume that one or two of these would hit some of these wet areas, giving you, again, at least near normal rainfall, which would be around 1 to 1.5 inches in the first week of February. Now, if anything were to go wrong, rainfall totals would be much higher, and that's why we need to watch this, because every single time we've had a chance for thunderstorms over the last 4 weeks, the thunderstorms have exceeded expectations by producing heavy rainfall.
From Argentina, let's move to Brazil. What do conditions look like there?
Well, Brazil is a little bit of an interesting situation, as it normally is this time of the year. But a lot of the northern soybean areas of Brazil were unseasonably dry from early December through about the middle of January. Over the last 10 days, though, it started to rain, and it's rained a lot. It continues to rain even today. We'll see more rain over the next couple of weeks, with the remnants of several cool fronts lingering within northern areas of Brazil. So basically the pattern there has turned wet. They start to harvest soybeans at this time of the year in Mato Grosso, which is the number one production state. So these rains will probably limit harvesting rates in the near term, with the big question being, how long will this pattern last? Well, we feel pretty confident that it will last in some form for at least the next 2 weeks, with a large-scale drying window fairly unlikely for the time being. So we need to keep an eye on that, because also keep in mind, Todd, that after we harvest these soybeans, we start to plant the second crop, corn. So any delays in harvesting result in delays in planting. And so that'll be something to monitor through about the first 10 to 14 days of February.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike. We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
You're welcome, Todd. We will talk next week.
Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather. He is in Chicago, Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.